FM 90.3 WJTL, your place for Christ community music. That's Tarian with He Sees You. 12:33 right now, and I have a real treat for you over the lunch break. On the line with me now are Jay and Laura LaFoon. They're headed this way for the ultimate date night for couples at the Junction Center. It's taking place Saturday, March 8th. Jay and Laura, what are some of the highlights that you have planned for this special event?
Well, it's going to be full of music, it's going to be full of comedy, and it's going to be full of fun for couples, addressing some somewhat serious topics, but we're going to do it all in the basis of humor and laughter, because laughter doeth like good medicine, and we all need some good medicine in our marriage.
And what better way to kick off the month of March than to have a date night?
There you go.
Absolutely. Things are starting to warm up atmospherically, and it's going to be a great night. It sounds like almost like a variety show, Jay and Laura. Do you ever watch some of those variety shows of the past?
You know, there's a strong thread of that in it. Yes, we will have a lot of different ways of teaching, and a lot of them involve humor and sketches and stuff that will give you a glimpse into our marriage hopefully reflect a little bit on your marriage as well.
And cause you and your spouse to laugh together and connect.
What are some of the topics and themes that you will be covering to enable couples to connect?
Well, you know, this date night show is actually brand new. It's a brand new date night show. So if you've seen us before at the Junction Center, you want to come back out.
That's really
an all-new show.
That's good to know.
We are talking about the fact that, you know, marriage is hard work, but you and your spouse are better together. And so we're talking about how do we fight for each other and fight for this thing that God has put us in called marriage.
Because we are better together, even though some days we don't believe it. It is the truth. It's God's gift.
Well, I see the name of the event is Fighting For Us, Standing Strong, Facing Adversity as a Couple. So what are some common types of adversity that you see couples facing today?
Well, the big three that we talk about are money, intimacy, and family. Mm-hmm. Those are the three big issues that couples face. And you wrap all of that in the fact that men and women communicate differently, and it can make for some very interesting conversations and experiences, because we all face money issues, whether you have money or you don't have money. We all face intimacy issues because we're created differently. And family, oh my goodness. Even if you grew up across the street from your spouse, you grew up in two different families, and then the fact that men and women, we just communicate differently adds to that.
You know, and I don't think any couple stands at the altar thinking that they're going to give up on their marriage. I don't think anyone stands there and says, I do, and then says, you know what, in about 5 years, I'm going to say I don't.
Right.
I think what happens is life happens.
Yep.
You have kids, you have busy jobs, you have busy lives, and you just drift apart. And so what we're going to be talking about is some fundamentals that we as married couples, that we're talking, I say we because we're talking to ourselves, that we need to commit to in order to realize that we are better together.
Well, Matt,
keep it real. I mean, Laura and I just had a big argument right before we got on the radio show here, so we're as real as
we can. It always works better that way.
Well, marriage is certainly something worth fighting for, and it's worth working through those arguments. When you look at your marriage, what are some communication patterns and healthy habits that you have adopted along the way that contribute to a better relationship?
Well, some communication issues for us, I'm a firstborn type A driven person, and I can have tone of voice issues, and oftentimes that makes Laura feel about 2 inches tall, and my love language is words of affirmation. In other words, I like to hear mm-hmm. kind words, and Laura's spiritual gift is sarcasm, so that doesn't work out too well. But some of the habits that we've really kind of built into our life is 15 minutes of uninterrupted conversation every day. We sit down over a cup of coffee, and we just talk about what's going on in our lives, how are we feeling about things. That single action of taking 15 minutes of uninterrupted conversation is amazing at what it can do for your marriage, because it creates a closeness, it creates a connectedness that you long for in marriage, and yet oftentimes we miss because we're so busy.
And one of the phrases we try and use when we're in the middle of one of those disagreements is, do you realize how this made me feel? And because the answer can be yes, and then you're dealing with, you know,
a mean person.
Or it could be, no, I didn't know how it made you feel. And then you can have the freedom to express those feelings. And so, but trying to use phrases that keep everything tame and under control rather than out of control and saying things that you really don't mean and you're going to regret.
Especially when the kids come, because, I mean, you know, you get married, you get used to each other, and then the kids come.
Well, the kids come and stay.
Yeah.
For quite a while.
And we love our kids.
Yeah.
We love our kids. We love them to death, but they had a whole new dynamic into the marriage. And then you've got job and job loss and job change, and you've got, you know, family issues that come in play.
Yeah.
All of this can create some incredible stress. And so the date night that we do, that we're bringing to the Junction Center, is designed to de-stress you a bit.
Yeah.
To help you relax, to help you laugh a bit, to stay connected with your spouse. One of the biggest connecting points for a husband and wife is to hear each other laugh. It just is so much fun to know that your spouse is laughing and enjoying themselves.
Well, my wife and I have been married for well over 35 years, and I would say, I would just say an amen to that. Like, we still laugh a lot, and we have a great time together, and it's just, you know, that really adds a spark to the marriage, to be able to have a sense of humor and laugh together, and we get each other, you know what I mean?
Yep.
How long have you...
And I think the humor aspect of it.
Yeah.
The humor aspect just enhances that.
Yeah, exactly. How long have you been married?
This past December, we celebrated 40 years.
Oh, congratulations on that. That's wonderful.
Yes, Laura was 12. Laura was 12 when we got married. I'm just kidding.
Where was your first date?
We were set up on a blind date to an Atlanta Braves baseball game.
Really?
And the next morning, she told her mother she was going to marry me. And 10 days later, I asked her to marry me. And that was over 40 years ago.
And they said it wouldn't last.
That is quite the story. That's amazing. And here you are today, and you're showing other couples how to stay together.
That's right.
So how did the
wisdom of the ages.
How did the idea of the ultimate date night even develop?
We were doing conferences at destination hotels around the country. Really, you know, places that people wanted to go because they were old historic hotels, or like the Opryland Hotel in Nashville, which is, you know, iconic. And we were doing those all over the country. And in 2008, the economy in the United States just, it tanked.
Mm-hmm.
And so people didn't have money to get away to these destination hotels. At the same time, our publisher wanted us to do a book tour. And we thought, well, what if we took our conference and we shrunk it into 90 minutes? And we called it the Ultimate Date Night, and we started touring. And honestly, it was amazing because, you know, it's the cost of a movie ticket, and you come out for a live show. It's very interactive. We enjoy the interaction with the couples, and we've been doing that since 08. And it's been
with a little bit of a break during the pandemic.
A little bit of a break during COVID.
Right, yeah.
But the Lord's opened the door back up, and we're doing a four-night tour this weekend in Ohio. We're with you guys next weekend in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
We just got back from South Carolina, so we're doing this all over the country. And let me tell you what, couples are eating it up because it is so much fun, and yet it's so insightful. And we just praise the Lord that he's given us this message to share.
We are so glad that you're headed this way. We know you have done Ultimate Date Nights around here before, but this now, you made a reference to this. It's a brand new presentation this time around. So it's not like if you've been to a previous one, it's going to be exactly the same. There's going to be new material here. We're talking with Jay and Laura LaFoon. They're coming to Landis Hall at the Junction Center. And the date is Saturday, March 8th, 7 p.m., a 90-minute show. Is that right? 90 minutes?
That's right.
All right.
Yep.
So for details, you can go to junctioncenterproductions.com. Ticket information can be found there under the events tab. Jay and Laura, thank you for joining us today. It was so delightful to speak with you, and we look forward to your appearance at the Junction Center in the very near future.
Thank you, Jeff. We look forward to seeing your listeners there.
All right. Very well. God bless you. All right, we're back to the music now. Here's Dave Barnes with a tune, God Gave Me You, on FM 90.3 WJTL.